Dozens of cardiologists, nurses, and surgical healthcare workers, mostly from Willis-Knighton Health System, filed into a mobile learning lab Friday to get hands-on training with a tiny heart pump that's becoming more widely used in certain heart procedures. A trainer from Massachusetts-based Abiomed demonstrated how to insert the Impella heart pump through a catheter on a mannequin.
All right, so those of you scrubbed, at this point, we have to gain access to the ventricle.
The device goes into the heart to pull blood out so the muscle can rest. Kathy Walker directs cardiovascular services for Willis-Knighton. She says on average, her hospital is using it on about 2 patients a month.
This is really a privilege to have this kind of technology here where we can look at every aspect of it and see how it's utilized.
The lab is pulled by an 18-wheeler, and it crisscrosses the country, bringing its heart pump product demos to hospitals and cities. Cardiologist Jimmy Smith says normally when he goes to a conference, he can get this kind of exposure to new technology, but it's unusual to have his entire medical team trained up.
We get the chance to take our time, get familiar with the device, and because when we need this device, people are pretty sick. So if you haven't had the chance to familiarize yourself with the device, things are already stressful enough with people being sick. And then if you're not familiar with the equipment, then it's real stressful.
Abiomed says its Impella heart pumps are now used in 1,000 hospitals nationwide. The devices have been used on 25,000 patients in the U.S. and growing. The company reported second quarter earnings last week, up 47% year over year. Willis-Knighton Heart and Vascular Institute is the first location in the region to get trained through its mobile lab program.